morning, gentlemen. Come to order.
Good morning.
We have a couple of action items, and we have closed session for this committee on real estate matters, and also we have gathered executive session for the full board, which will do motions out at the end of this meeting. You've seen the agenda. If there's no objection to the agenda as presented, assume it's accepted by unanimous consent. There are no objections to the agenda. Accepted. We have the minutes of the June 14th committee meeting. Members have a chance to review them. Are there any additions, corrections, changes?
Move approval.
Is the motion to accept the minutes as presented? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Minutes are accepted. As I said, we have two action items. The first concerns peer programs for the upgrade of automatic fare collection system equipment. Mr. Cato, I gather Mr. Couch is going to present this.
Yes, that's correct.
Good morning, Mr. Couch.
Good morning, Mr. Zimmerman. The purpose of today's presentation is to go through a multi-year program on fare equipment upgrade. This is really the first time we've done any kind of a major upgrade all at one time in a programmatic basis since the very early 1990s. It involves dollar coin acceptance. It involves upgrades for currency and then a whole series of systems upgrades on the fare collection equipment, as well as some of the components that are required to maintain the overall system. The first portion of it involves the dollar coin. The Presidential Coin Act of 2005 requires us to go ahead and be capable of accepting and dispensing the new dollar coins in January of next year.
The Mr. board. Cash, do we have an estimate of what that particular component is?
It's $1.5 million, Mr. Zimmerman, for a combination of the acceptance and also the ability to dispense the coins.
Thank you, Mr. Cash.
Madam Chairman, I might get the gender right here one of these days.
Yeah, I think I'm at the moment.
Oh, you're on.
He's a chair. Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
The next hour.
Okay. All right. I think you and I are the only members who were here when they brought Sacagawea around and tried to get us to do that. And, of course, the Congress has since sacked Sacagawea. And now they're forcing us to eat the presidents. I guess this is just unfunded mandate 2,317, and it's nuts. So that's political commentary.
Fiscal commentary, too, unfortunately. Thank you.
The intention is to go. The bus system is already ready by virtue of the fact that we have the new bus fare boxes that were installed. The rail system we would propose to do in two parts. To be able to accept the dollar coin by January of next year and then dispense at a later date. And the parking meters would be upgraded as part of the overall parking program that's currently in the procurement stages. The next part of the process is the early release of the new $5 bill. As a result of some issues with currency, there will be a release of the new $5 bill next spring as opposed to later when the new 20 was supposed to come out. What we will do is we'll do a multi-part upgrade. The first will be to go ahead and do a software upgrade to be able to accept the new $5 bill, and then on an annual basis replace 200 bill validators so that we've got those all in place and done in time for the issuance of the new $20 bill. The next portion is an overall systems upgrade. It will involve going through and upgrading mainly to the smart cards in the vending machines, the ability to go ahead and dispense limited use cards out of 550 machines. It also involves replacement of a lot of the back room equipment in terms of coin vaults, revenue transfer equipment, and the parts and pieces that are required to keep the system in a state of good repair and to take the money out of the machines. We'll also start a pilot program with a touchscreen insertion in some of the machines at six stations, see how that is received and how that works before we would recommend going forward beyond the pilot. That takes us to an overall recommendation to authorize and initiate the award of competitive contracts for the procurement of required services, material, and equipment. That completes our presentation.
Thank you. Questions, Mr. Monomer?
Really pleased, thank you, Mr. Chair. Really pleased to see that we're moving forward on the more temporary or the less
full-service smart cards. I want to know a little bit more about that and to confirm that we're going to be able to use those, or passengers will be able to use those on the bus as well as the rail.
Yes, they will. Right now, Atlanta is in the process. They have a dispenser mechanism that has been designed and is in testing. We're waiting for that to be proven better. The concept is to take that dispenser module, put it into the existing fare dispensing equipment, so it lets us use the same case, but they will have the same chip, so they will be able to be used.
You say they'll be able to be used on the buses. Just having experienced the recent smart cart conversion and some upgrades and changes or changes that need to be made, are we keeping track with those, what those changes are in the current system, so that when we actually make this change, you will have incorporated all of those things?
Just the other ongoing project that we have, the next Fare 4 project, is really the software and everything behind that operates the equipment and processes everything. This will be the same card technology, just a different medium. So it won't be a new technology. It'll be the same chip, just embedded in a limited-use card as opposed to the permanent plastic. So there won't be a technology leap that we have to go through.
So that if there have been upgraded software for the current smart card, that will be in place?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we hear it that way.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Scott.
I just noting, and perhaps this is obvious for some, but just reminding us, this is cubic or cubic. I don't know whether the industry has changed at all, or are there any inclinations that others besides cubic might be becoming available?
Some of the equipment that we're going to procure will be done on a competitive basis. Some of it we are still locked into having to utilize cubic for some of the software work, for example, that would be required to be done to be able to accept and dispense the $1 coin. But as we go forward and as Next Fare 4 gets completed with the tri-readers, that lets us move further away.
Thank you.
Other questions? Pleasure.
Move approval.
Second.
Mr. Crawford moves. Ms. Hewlett seconds. The committee recommends the board. The board authorized initiation award of competitive contracts for procurement of required services, material, and equipment, as just described. Further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Our next item for action is request for approval of the Dunloring public hearing report.
Mr. Bottenheimer, I'll make that presentation.
Mr. Eckler, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you go? Thank you very much. The purpose of the presentation this morning is to recommend for the board to adopt a resolution approving the final public hearing staff report, including amendment of the Dunloring Merrifield Station general plans and the amendment of the adopted regional system plan.
Chairman?
Ms. Coffin.
I move approval.
Mr. Coffin moves approval. Is there a second?
Second. Ms.
Hutchins seconds. Ms. Crawford, did you mean by that you didn't necessarily want to hear the presentation?
Yep, that's correct. I also had an opportunity to review this with the district supervisor of Fairfax. She represents the area. She's quite pleased. I noticed the record reflects that a whopping two people showed up, and one of them tendered written comments later, and they're supporting making it safer to cross the street. I don't know if anyone opposed to that.
I understand. Is there anybody who needs to hear the presentation, having read it and distributed it to us? If not, then we'll call for the vote, which is simply to recommend that the board adopt a resolution at our next meeting to approve the final public hearing staff report and also the amendment of the Dunloring Merrifield Station general plans to include bus facilities and parking exit changes. An amendment to be adopted the regional system plan for the Dunloring Merrifield Station to include the above changes. Let me just ask on that last item. There's not really any significant change to the ARS from this, is there? I mean, is that other than a technical? We're not adding a train station, so.
No, we're just adding more parking. Is the.
If there's no further discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. That'll be in 2 weeks, I guess. We have a statement. Both these items are on the agenda. I believe that concludes our public items, but before we go anywhere, do we have some trains delivered this week?
Yes, we did. In fact, we have ongoing with train 99 100 delivered. NBC News, and that answer was NBC, came out and had a helicopter to take video of that, and it was in the news. And I believe the Washington Post also sent out a reporter just to observe the delivery of the train.
How many came?
I'm aware.
That was the 100th car.
It was the 100th car of that order that we got delivered. Mm-hmm. And we have still 64?
Yes. Yeah.
64 more coming?
Yes.
Any idea on what the schedule is on the remaining 64 cars?
I don't have the schedule presently, but I can get that for you.
When we come back in 2 weeks, if maybe...
We'll give you the
schedule. I can give you the ticket when we get upstairs.
When those are expected. And we need the service, most importantly.
Okay.
Great. We have a couple of things to do in closed session. So I've got two motions here for the committee, and then we have an executive. We have a board executive session as well. So, first motion, I move the board meet in planning, development, and real estate executive session, discuss contractual issues, and I believe a real estate matter, in accordance with board procedure Roman numeral 4.4. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Hoffman, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Secondly, on the conclusion of that, I move that the board meet the executive session to discuss personnel matters consistent with board procedure Roman numeral 6.3. Seconded by Ms.
I move.
Second. Seconded. Discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Okay. So we will now move to a closed session for the Planning Development Committee called by the board. And that concludes our public business for today. Thank you.